everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. I was watching a video on YouTube the other day, and it looks like it's been viewed now by about 27 million people, so I'm sure some of you who are listening have watched it. But it's called Real Beauty Sketches, and it's by Dove. And what Dove, the company, did was they had women come into the Dove studio, and they had to describe themselves to an artist who then painted them as they described themselves. And then the artist did a second painting, and it was a second version of that same person, but as someone else described them. Then the person whose portrait was painted saw the two pictures of themselves and how they see themselves versus how others see them, and they were completely different. They found that the women were much more harsher on themselves with their perceived flaws or wrinkles or whatever it was. And it really made them pause and reflect on how they see themselves. And the quote at the end of the video says, "You are more beautiful than you think." And I'm going to translate this for the men who are listening, that you are more handsome than you think. There's so much emphasis on physical beauty in the media right now, and I think sometimes we can get a distorted image of what we should look like or what we should be, and a lot of times those images are false. I was looking on Mormon.org the other day of a profile of a talented musician and dancer. She's a violinist, and her name is Lindsay Sterling, and she dances while she plays the violin. It's amazing to watch. She appeared on America's Got Talent in 2010 and has become a YouTube sensation in addition to releasing her first album. But the story that I want to tell about her is the journey that she took, and she talks about it on her Mormon.org profile, and she says the following in that video on her profile. "When I first came to college, it was a time that I was trying to figure out, who am I? What makes me special? And I started to find most of my value in the fact I was thin. For several years, I had no idea I had become anorexic. Once I realized that there was a problem, that's when I could change. I knew that I could be happy again. It was a long road, retraining my brain to think positively. I was able to relearn that God loved me. It's something that I always knew, but I had forgotten. The only thing that actually lasts is those core beliefs that I have worth. And for me, that comes from knowing that I am a daughter of God." I was really impressed by the realness of Lindsay Sterling's video, and that she would be so open and talk about that, because I know it's an issue that a lot of women, and sometimes, to be honest, men struggle with, this false image of what we should look like or how we should be. And I found a really great talk that I wanted to share with you, and it's from Elaine S. Dalton, who was the president of the Young Women Organization of the Church. And in April 2010, she gave a talk in the General Young Women Meeting of the Church called Remember Who You Are. And I want to play a portion of that talk for you now.
I've always loved the story of the son of King Louis XVI of France, because he had an unshakable knowledge of his identity. As a young man, he was kidnapped by evil men who dethroned his father, the king. These men knew that if they could destroy him morally, he would not be heir to the throne. For 6 months, they subjected him to every vile thing life had to offer, and yet he never yielded under pressure. This puzzled his captors, and after doing everything they could think of, they asked him why he had such great moral strength. His reply was simple. He said, "I cannot do what you ask, for I was born to be a king." Like the king's son, each of you has inherited a royal birthright. Each of you has a divine heritage. You are literally the royal daughters of our Father in heaven. Each of you was born to be a queen. When I was attending Brigham Young University, I learned what it truly means to be a queen. I was given a unique opportunity, along with a small group of other students, to meet the prophet, President David O. McKay. I was to wear my best dress and to be ready to travel early the next morning to Huntsville, Utah, to the home of a prophet. I will never forget the experience I had. As soon as we entered the home, I felt the spirit which filled that home. We were seated in the prophet's living room surrounding him. President McKay had on a white suit, and seated next to him was his wife. He asked for each of us to come forward and tell him about ourselves. As I went forward, he held out his hand and held mine. And as I told him about my life and my family, he looked deeply into my eyes. After we had finished, he leaned back in his chair and he reached for his wife's hand and said, "Now, young women, I would like you to meet my queen." There, seated next to him, was his wife, Emma Rae McKay. Although she did not wear a crown of sparkling diamonds, nor was she seated on a throne, I knew she was a true queen. Her white hair was her crown, and her pure eyes sparkled like jewels. As President and Sister McKay spoke of their family and their life together, their intertwined hands spoke volumes about their love. Joy radiated from their faces. Hers was a beauty that cannot be purchased. It came from years of seeking the best gifts, becoming well-educated, seeking knowledge by study and also by faith. It came from years of hard work, of faithfully enduring trials with optimism, trust, strength, and courage. It came from her unwavering devotion and fidelity to her husband, her family, and the Lord. On that day in Huntsville, Utah, I was reminded of my divine identity, and I learned about what I now call deep beauty, the kind of beauty that shines from the inside out. It is the kind of beauty that cannot be painted on, surgically created, or purchased. It is the kind of beauty that doesn't wash off. It is spiritual attractiveness. Deep beauty springs from virtue. It is the beauty of being chaste and morally clean. It is the kind of beauty that you see in the eyes of virtuous women like your mother or grandmother. It is the beauty that is earned through faith, repentance, and honoring covenants. The world places so much emphasis on our physical attractiveness and would have you believe that you are to look like the elusive model on the cover of a magazine. The Lord would tell you that you are each uniquely beautiful. When you are virtuous, chaste, and morally clean, your inner beauty glows in your eyes and in your face. My grandfather used to say, when you live close to God and His infinite grace, you don't have to tell. It shows in your face. When you are worthy of the companionship of the Holy Ghost, you are confident and your inner beauty shines brightly. And so let virtue garnish thy thoughts unceasingly. Then shall thy confidence wax strong in the presence of God, and the Holy Ghost shall be thy constant companion.
Isn't that a great talk? I really liked how she talked about what deep beauty really is. It's the kind of beauty that shines from the inside out, she says. It's the kind of beauty that cannot be painted on, surgically created, or purchased. And it can't be washed off because it's spiritual attractiveness. And she talks about that deep beauty springs from virtue. I thought that was such a great way for us to think about this. You know, when the media is telling us one thing, we just need to remember where true beauty comes from, and it's from our spiritual selves. It's from keeping ourselves morally clean and pure and knowing that we are all children of our Father in heaven, and that in and of itself is the greatest beauty that we can truly have. They made a Mormon message for youth out of this, and it's called Deep Beauty. I had actually never seen it until this week, but I watched it and loved it, and so I thought I would tell our listeners about it. You can, of course, check it out on our website or on our YouTube channel. But again, it's called Deep Beauty, and it features a clip from that talk that Sister Dalton gave. It's time once again for us to close, but I thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories or things you want to tell me, feel free to email me, mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day that I want to leave you with today is called She, and it features Sherry Call. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and have a wonderful day.
She is not the picture on the magazine. She's the woman just behind you. in the checkout stand. She may appear to be common, but she mystifies in all the ways the wisest men and children understand. 'Cause she has eyes that sparkle with her love, and she has a smile that's as gentle as a dove. And no woman in a movie or an ad could ever hope to be as beautiful as she. She is not a highly honored diplomat, held responsible to lead the world to peace. But what she does is every bit as serious, amidst the turmoil everywhere that will never cease. 'Cause she has hands that wipe the tears away, and she has a voice that makes everything okay. And no woman from the papers or TV could ever hope to be as indispensable as she. And it breaks my heart every time I see her, wonder if she means anything in this world that pulls her under. And she doesn't always see the way that heaven smiles above her. That's the reason I try to always tell her that I love her. Be known for giving millions to the charities and auctions on the news, but I believe she's given more than anyone on all the time she's ever had to choose to give up sleep, to rock her children every night, and give her heart to always hold their dreams so tight. And the best that you or I could ever hope to be is as wonderful as she. And the best that you or I could ever hope to be is as wonderful as she.